This Christmas greeting from the Institute for Orthodox Christian Studies, Cambridge, is taken from the Harp of the Spirit, Poems of St. Ephrem the Syrian, and it is translated by Sebastian Brock. A homily on the Nativity. It is a source of great amazement, my beloved, that someone should inquire into the wonder of how God came down and made his dwelling in a womb, and how that being put on the body of man, spending 9 months in a womb, not shrinking from such a home, and how a womb of flesh was able to carry flaming fire, and how a flame dwelt in a moist womb which did not get burnt up. Just as the bush on Horeb bore God in the flame, so did Mary bear Christ in her virginity. Perfectly God, he entered the womb through her ear, and in all purity the God-man came forth from the womb into creation. A virgin is pregnant with God, and a barren woman is pregnant with a virgin. The son of sterility leaps at the pregnancy of virginity. A novel wonder has God performed among the earth-born, in that he is born without marriage, and his herald's birth, too, is beyond nature's bounds. He who measures the heavens with the span of his hand lies in a manger a span's breadth. He whose cupped hands contain the sea is born in a cave. His glory fills the heavens, and the manger is filled with his splendour. Moses wished to see his glory, but was unable to see him as he wished. Let us come and see him today as he lies in the manger in swaddling clothes. Formerly there was none who dared to see God and still live, but today all who have seen him are saved from second death. Moses depicted his symbols when he saw fire in the bush. The Magi fulfilled these symbols when they saw fire in the swaddling clothes. A voice cried out of the bush to Moses, and he loosed the sandals from his feet. The silence of a star told the Magi to come to the sacred place. Moses was unable to see the Godhead, as Scripture tells, but the Magi entered and saw the Godhead who had become man. The cave corresponds to the heavens, and Moses to the Magi. If the hearer asks where the correspondence lies between Moses, head of the prophets, and the Magi, heads of Persia, he should be persuaded by the fact that had not God in former time chosen out wise and discerning men to be his heralds, he would not have accepted gifts from hands that were not holy. Moses depicted the symbols, our Lord fulfilled them. The face of Moses shone when God spoke with him, and he laid a veil over his face, for the people were unable to behold him. Just as our Lord, from the womb, entered and put on the veil of the body, he shone out and went forth, and the Magi beheld him and brought gifts. Great is the amazement on this earth of ours that the Lord of all has come down to it. God has become man, the ancient has become a child, the master has become like his servants, the king's son as someone despised. The exalted nature has become low, mixing itself with our nature, taking upon itself for us all what is alien to its nature. Who is it who will not listen to this wonder that God has come to be born? Who will not be amazed when he sees that the Lord of the angels has been born? Believe and hold it true without inquiry that this is so in truth. Look upon Mary, my beloved. How when Gabriel entered to her, and she spoke with him words of inquiry, how shall this thing be? And the minister gave reply to Mary and said, It is easy for God, all things are simple for him. How she held it true when she heard and said, Behold, his handmaid am I. Therefore he came down in a manner he knows. He stirred and came in a way that pleased him. He entered and dwelt in her without her perceiving. She received him, suffering nothing. He was in her womb like a babe, yet the whole world was full of him. Of his love he came down to renew the image of Adam grown old. Therefore, when you hear of the birth of God, remain in silence. Let the word of Gabriel be depicted in your mind. For there is nothing that is hard for that glorious majesty, which for our sakes leaned down, and for our sakes was revealed, for it leaned down towards us, and among us was born from one of us. This day Mary has become for us the heaven that bears God, for in her the exalted God has descended and dwelt. In her it has grown small to make us great, but its nature does not diminish. In her it has woven us a garment that shall be for our salvation. In her the words of the prophets and the just are all contained. From her the luminous one has shone forth and dispelled the darkness of paganism. The titles of Mary are many, and it is right that I should use them. She is the palace where dwells the mighty King of Kings. Not as he entered her did he leave her, for from her he put on a body and came forth. Again, she is the new heaven, in which there dwells the King of Kings. He shone out in her and came forth into creation, formed and clothed in her features. She is the stem of the cluster of grapes. She gave forth fruit beyond nature's means, and he, though his nature bore no resemblance to her, put on her hue and came forth from her. She is the spring, whence flowed living water for the thirsty, and those who have tasted its draught give forth fruit a hundredfold. Therefore this day resembles the first day of creation. On that day created things were established, on this the earth is renewed. And because of Adam it is blessed, having been cursed because of him. Eve and Adam, through sin, introduced death into the created world. Creation's Lord gave us, by his only begotten through Mary, new life again. By means of the serpent, the evil one poured out his poison in the ear of Eve. The good one brought low his mercy and entered through Mary's ear. And through the gate by which death entered, life also entered, putting death to death. The wings of the cherubim carry him, who the arms of Mary carried. The God whom nothing can contain, did Mary contain and carry. The King before whom the angels of fire and spirit tremble, lies in the bosom of a girl, and she cuddles him as a baby. The heaven is the throne for his glory, yet he sits on Mary's knees. The earth too is his footstool, yet like a baby he crawls beside her. In the palm of his hand he measures out the dust, yet on that dust he walks as a child. Happy is Adam at his birth, for he has recovered the glory that Adam lost. Who has ever seen clay serve as the potter's covering? Who has ever seen fire wrap itself in swaddling bands? Such is the extent to which God has lowered himself for Adam's sake. To such an extent did God humble himself for the sake of his servant, who had exalted himself and transgressed the commandment at the advice of the evil one, the murderer. The giver of that commandment has now humbled himself to raise us up. Praise to that mercy on high, which has been brought down to men on earth, so that the sick world might be healed by the physician who has shone forth in creation. That meditation on the Nativity was taken from the Harp of the Spirit, Poems of St. Ephrem the Syrian, translated by Sebastian Brock and published by the Institute for Orthodox Christian Studies, Cambridge, with Aquila Books, United Kingdom.